My, oh, my. It's Thursday already. For me, anyway, this week is going by fast. I don't know about you, but great to have you spending part of your time here, part of your day with Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani. And Debbie, we have a topic today that I think is going to be a little bit fun. We can tie it into our faith, and people are going to have a lot to say about this, I think.
It's Thursday? I thought it was the weekend already. Wait a minute.
So the week is going slow for you then.
No, I was trying to tie it into our topic. I'm getting old. Okay, so folks, we're going to have a lot of fun with this. I want you to finish this sentence. You know you're getting old when... dot, dot, dot. Like going into the kitchen, because you know you had to get into the kitchen, and then you get there and you look around and go, what am I doing in the kitchen? Oh, maybe I'll check out the refrigerator. Right,
well, which is probably the reason you went there. 99%, you know, guaranteed the reason you went there anyway.
True, true. Okay, so we're going to talk about this. We're having fun with getting older and more wiser and mature, and just learning about life and getting through life. It's kind of fun to celebrate getting older instead of always thinking, oh, I'm getting older. Let's have fun with it. 1-833-288-3986. That's the number to call and weigh in on this. Finish the sentence. You know you're getting old when... When what? Okay. Go ahead, Jerry. You finish.
Well, actually, I have several to offer here, and we will give these as hopefully seeds to plant here for you to call in. We had a great email from our friend Allison in New Jersey as well, and we'll get to that. 833-288-3986. And we can tie this into our faith because, Debbie, as we experience these things in life, hopefully we gain in gratitude to God for all of our blessings that we have lived, maturity, that we have lived to the time that we are. But a couple that I would share with you is, one, I have two good friends from the seminary who are now bishops in the church.
Sweet. Wow.
It is sweet. But it just kind of makes you stop in your tracks and go, wow, I am getting a little bit older. So what about you folks? Have you had an experience like that? Or Debbie, when I was a high school sports broadcaster, one of my first jobs in my early 20s, and I was floored when I saw, Eric Spoelstra become the head coach of the Miami Heat in the National Basketball Association because I broadcast his high school basketball games.
Oh, no way. For real?
Way. And
wow.
and in other sports,
you
football,
are
basketball. Yeah, I'm seeing now people I watched play in college and professionally now who have their sons or daughters are now playing. So this is the idea, folks. What have you experienced or kind of had this eye-opening, something happen in your life where you went, wow, okay, yeah, I have lived a lot of life so far.
Right. Well, we always say you and I have lived a combined life of over 100 years. That's a lot of years. Can I just say something about yesterday's show? We did a part two on do you feel like the church wouldn't embrace you? It was a really great conversation. A lot of folks are praying for Diana. Diana, if you're listening in Washington, so many folks came in yesterday and are sharing prayers for you and your family. So please know that. Please be lifted on that because that's important. Prayers are very powerful. I just wanted to say real quickly, Jerry, just to clarify something. I was talking about the annulment process in the church only simply from the angle that I went through the annulment process, okay? And I was talking about what is called a church advocate. And church advocate is the person that is trained in the church, could be a deacon, could be a lay person, that are trained to petition to the tribunal, on your behalf and to help you with the annulment process. And that's what I was referring to when I talked about a church advocate. So please, folks, if you want more information about the annulment process, call your diocese. Call the tribunal, call your parish, find out if there's an advocate there right at the parish level that can talk to you about it in a more detailed manner so you can get your questions answered. And a lot of diocesan websites, Jerry, have frequently asked questions. I went to the Diocese of Phoenix website actually this morning to the tribunal department, and it actually has frequently asked questions about the annulment process and everything. So I'm pretty certain that a lot of dioceses around the country have done that. So please, folks, get to somebody who's trained in the annulment process to get your questions answered, because it seems like there's a lot of misconceptions out there, Jerry, and I want people to feel embraced by the church.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for sharing that, Debbie, and the lines are starting to fill up right now. A couple are still open if you would like to join us at 833 888-298-3986. I've shared a couple of examples in my own life of when you sort of get that eye-opening, kind of that wow moment about, you know, you read something, you hear something, you experience something, and you realize, you know, you've been on this earth for quite a while, and you didn't realize it as much before that. Debbie, what about you? Do you have experiences like that?
Mine is more physical in nature. I actually, in my mind, I still feel like I'm in my 30s. And I as you know, Jerry, because you work with me on a regular basis, I kind of act like a kid. I just feel that way. Maybe it's because I was in youth ministry for so many years and in religious education. I just kind of have that mentality. And it really does dawn on me when I wake up in the morning or when I stretch or something and I feel like my back hurts or my neck hurts and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting old. Did you ever get like that where you all of a sudden you go, when did that happen? Like my back is hurting. How did that start to happen?
Every day, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. But you know, it's the weirdest thing because you don't think about it when your mind's not there. You're not thinking. You just do the normal things you would do at 20 or 30 years old, jump out of bed, right? You don't even take a second to kind of stretch and get your muscles going or whatever. But so you just jump out of bed. But then you go, ow, that hurt. You know, so it's a little odd. And Marty feels the same way, too. We've noticed that just physically we're getting there.
Well, here again, we heard from Allison via email. You can do the same. Take2 at EWTN.com. Do you want to read it? Do you want me to?
No, you go right ahead because I actually have another screen up. Okay.
Okay. You know you're getting old when? 833-288-3986 to join us. Allison says, hi, guys. I'm so disappointed I won't be able to listen to the show today. I would definitely be calling in. So here's my take. You know you're getting old when your kids are older than most of the cops in town. You used to babysit your dentist. You have clothes older than your 20-something grandchildren. Your kids are older than most of your coworkers, and your kids are almost as old as Jerry and Debbie. I couldn't resist that one.
Oh, Allison, oh, that is hilarious.
One,
so true, though. It really is true. But let me ask you a question. Would you want to be young again? I'm curious. Would you want to be? Why?
No. Why? Well, not in today's world. Absolutely not. when I was growing up, and I'm just a few years older than you, Debbie, it was so different. I mean, the world has changed so much. I just applaud those who are bringing children into the world right now and raising kids. But if I had the choice, I don't think I would go back. I really don't. What about you?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I've had a great life. I'm very, very pleased. Okay, here's the number, 833-288-3986. Weigh in on this, will you? You know you're getting older when... ...
Take two with Jerry and Debbie. And you're the one who makes the show. It's your show. So take the topic and run with it today. You know you're getting old when, and we've had a lot of takes. We were actually back and forthing with Rich Jesse, our producer, during the break there. But what have you experienced? What have you encountered? Maybe you are coaching. Maybe you coach Little League, and now you're coaching the son or daughter of someone you used to coach in Little League. You know, those are the moments when you realize that you're starting to feel a little bit older.
Yeah.
Just want to mention real quickly the Sunrise Morning Show, Debbie. It's been a mainstay on EWTN Radio for many, many years. And it's every morning at 6 Eastern Time with Anna Mitchell, Matt Swain, and their entire crew. So the Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern on many of these EWTN stations. It wouldn't be the Sunrise. It would be the Sunrise Evening Show if it was at 6 p.m.
The sun setting.
the sunset evening show.
Hey, Jerry, I love our Take-Two family. They're so concerned about us. Okay, so I mentioned at the beginning of the show that, you know, you just feel like you can still jump out of bed and be like a kid again. So one of our Take-Two family members said, Debbie, you should know better than that. When you're over the age of 50, you need to sit on the edge of the bed and stretch a little and wake up before you jump out of bed because you could actually hurt yourself. I know. It's happened to me.
Yeah, you can get vertigo if you jump up real quick. You know, of course, you can do that probably at any age. But
I've never gotten vertigo when I was a kid, though. I get vertigo now. It's kind of interesting. There you go. That's how you know you're getting old. Hey, there's an open phone line, folks. Come on, jump on it if you want to share your take on this. We're kind of celebrating getting older, you know, and talking about it, having fun with it. That's what it's all about. 833-288-3986.
Okay, we're going to start your calls with Abel, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network in West Texas. Hi, Abel. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all this morning?
Doing well,
good.
Thanks.
How are you?
Good, good, good. Mine's not much as a history, as a coaching, but mine's part of history. As I was telling the screen person that I remember 50 years ago, of course, I come from a big family in black and white television of the moon landing, you know, 50 years ago, you know. And it's amazing that it's already been half a century that that happened. I was, of course, I was 7 years old and seven years, 7 months old, you know, when that took place. But I remember watching it on TV. And of course, like I said, it was a black and white TV and just watching the moon landing and just hearing it on TV and on the radio and that it's already been 50 years since that part of history took place. You know, and that's like, wow, it's been that long. It's already been 50 years, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's half a century.
I felt the same way when I saw that, when they were sharing that, Abel. I totally agree, and it kind of feels like yesterday where all these very monumental historic events happened, and yet people are celebrating as 50 years, 75 years. You know, it's unbelievable how things are, it's just moving so quickly. Abel, I just want to share real quickly, because we're having fun with this. I don't know if you've seen the Facebook image that's circulating. You talked about a black and white TV set. It said something about, it's circulating on Facebook. You know, they always have these fun things, comical memes and stuff that go around Facebook. And this one says something to the effect of, you know that you're old when you were the remote control for your parents. And it's so true, because do you remember where your parents, your parents used to say, get up and change the TV set. You were the human remote control.
Back in the day, we only could get three channels, you know, on our television.
It's true.
If you got one channel, you were lucky, you know. And I grew up out in the country, farming country and everything. And I remember times having to go up to the roof and having to turn the antenna just to try to get a channel. Uh-huh. You know?
Right, yeah.
That was funny. So,
great memories.
Those were good times. Those are good memories that you'll keep forever.
Yeah, and there are things, Abel and Debbie, that young people today will never know in their lives, because, you know, now, back then, we had, you know, these big, clunky, real thick, black and white TVs, you know, real heavy, you know, those things weighed about, you know, 75 pounds. And now you can watch the same stuff on your wristwatch, you know. So we've come a long ways.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think you and I are about...
That's all I had, guys, and I love y'all's show, y'all keep up the good work.
Thanks, Abel.
Thank you, Abel. That was so kind of you. Okay, caller Cindy called in and says, you're old when you hear a joke about forgetfulness and you forget it. So true. Hey, Jerry, you know the interesting thing about it? You know what always is mind-boggling to me? Do you ever see these stars, these celebrity actors and actresses? They've been around for so many years, and they do a movie, and you're watching it you're seeing it on TV, and then you go and Google it when it took place, and it was like 1990. Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing? Like 20 and 30 year old movies, they just seem like it was yesterday. It's really bizarre to me. That's always been mind-boggling for me.
Yeah, the other day I saw, you know how like you're talking about, movie stars and celebrities will pitch, you know, skin lotion or, you know, some kind of, you know, thing that, hearing aids and things like that. And I saw a TV commercial with William Shatner, you know, from mm-hmm. Star Trek, and you know, he looks all you know, plastic surgeried up and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know how old he is right now, but you know, he's still going strong, and you know, just takes your mind back in time to when, you know, he was 30 years old and being on, you know, 35,
right,
however
Star
old
Trek.
He was when he was on Star Trek. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, he's a spokesperson for tinnitus. I don't know
is
if you
really?
Know that. He is. Apparently it developed when he was doing the show Star
wow.
Trek. Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah, I know it because unfortunately I suffer from it. So he's a good spokesperson for it. Okay, Blanca. Blanca's in Richmond, Texas, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Blanca. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine.
Okay, thank you. Yes, you know you are getting old when you start having your parents' pains, body pains, and the children and I went backpacking in 2016 to all the way to Poland to see Pope Francis. And we took the train through five different countries, and it was awesome. It was the two teenagers and myself. However, on my way back, and even there, I realized my feet were in so much pain, and I bought different shoes, but nothing seemed to work. And lately, I was talking to my mom on the phone, and she goes, "Oh yes, I have metatarsal issues, so I always have special shoes." And I said, "Oh my gosh!" So she gave me the name of a store. I ordered some shoes, and my life has changed. I feel like a little baby again that can walk again without pain. And I just realized, oh my goodness, these are the pains that my mom used to talk about, and now I am the one having them. Yeah. And it's just amazing. So that's my take into that.
Well, that's beautiful, Blanca. It reminds me, too, of my mom who raised the five of us. You know, she would complain of this or that. And, you know, when you're young and you don't have those things, you're always thinking, oh, yeah, right, Mom. You know, you just want sympathy. She always used to want her feet rubbed. You know, my mom would lay down on the sofa and say, "Somebody come over and rub my feet." And now I can relate because my feet ache all the time. But for me, I think, Debbie and Blanca, it was reading glasses. You know, one of those times when I realized, you know, I'm getting a little bit older because I was squinting all the time. Finally, I got the reading glasses. And like you said, Blanca, for your feet, that really made a huge difference. So I think it's a good take, Debbie.
Yeah, that was a great take, Blanca. And wow, you made that pilgrimage to see Pope Francis in Poland. How exciting is that? Jerry and I are actually discerning a possible pilgrimage down the road to Poland. So wow. So would you recommend it, obviously?
Oh, definitely, Krakow. And to me also, I mean, I should have done more research, but I was responsible for our two teenagers, and one of our kids has Asperger's. So, you know, I was a little distracted with the logistics and this and that. But definitely, when I was walking in downtown, the old town Krakow, I was thinking John Paul II, walked this street. John Paul II looked at these buildings. He came into this cathedral. So I was just looking at everything. Like, I just wanted to see what he saw. You know, I set my eyes where his eyes were. I don't know if that makes any sense, but
oh yeah,
I love him so much that it was just historically, it's a very old city. Then the Soviets invaded, so there's you know, the invasion of their faith, their land, but also their faith. And they couldn't practice the faith. And we rented, through Airbnb, we rented some little apartment in an area called Nowowuta. And that was a place where later I learned that all the ladies got their pots and pans and started banging in the streets when they were under communism in the 80s. And they said, we're going to build a church, and that's it. So all the women took to the streets with their pots and pans, just banging away. And sure enough, even though they were under communism, every man and every Polish woman built that church little by little. And it's right there in Nowowuta. And I was at walking distance of this parish. So it just gives me the goosebumps right now just to think about it. And it's a beautiful country, beautiful people. You miss speaking English. That's the truth. I couldn't read. I couldn't read Polish. I couldn't understand Polish. That frustrated me a lot. But and then Auschwitz, anyhow, it's just amazing. But yes, I hope you can go, and you will love it and enjoy it, dear Debbie. We love you guys. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you, Blanca. You're so kind. Beautiful, beautiful take. Thank you for calling and listening to the program. Debbie mentioned that we would hope to go to Poland maybe on a pilgrimage there, but we're going to a slice of Poland here next month. And if anyone would like to join us, you can get full information by emailing take2@ewtn.com. But Debbie, you want to share with people where we're going to go?
Yeah, we're going to the Shrine of... thank you again, Blanca. We appreciate the call and the kind words. We're going to the Shrine of the Divine Mercy in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. And we're also going to the Shrine of the North American Martyrs in Orrisville, New York. So we're coming into Albany, going to the North American Martyrs Shrine. Yeah.
You know, in Orrisville.
I know. See, that's, I can't even get my geography straight. Okay. And then we're going over to Stockbridge, Massachusetts to the Divine Mercy Shrine, which is going to be amazing. Rick Paolini is going to be joining us. He is just an expert on it. And I'll tell you what, he's from the Station of the Cross. He's the business manager and radio host there. And I'll tell you, it's going to be a fabulous pilgrimage. Please, if you want to go, there's still plenty of time to make the reservations and everything. We've got great block room hotel rates. Email us at take2@ewtn.com. take2@ewtn.com. And real quickly, Jerry, if I may just say, we're 1 week away from our webinar with Adam Bly, and we are getting questions that are coming in on our webpage. So if you want to ask a question of Adam Bly and get some information about this free webinar just for you, 30 minutes with religious demonologist Adam Bly, please go to jerryanddebbie.com. As a matter of fact, folks, please just like us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, because we're going to have everything on there on Facebook. So if you just like us there, you'll get all the information. Okay, now I'm good.
Very good. Yeah, today's topic, you know you're getting old when, 833-288-3986. Ron is next, our good friend in Los Angeles, listening online on the EWTN.com webpage. Hi, Ron. What makes you consider the fact that you're getting a little bit older?
Well, with a cockadoodle doing hello to you.
Other than the fact that you've been listening to me for over 20 years on the radio.
That's true. That's aged him.
Yeah.
That definitely counts. But my tagline would be, you know you're getting older when your snap, crackle, and pop is not coming from your cereal in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I presume you mean it's coming from your joints and
joints,
your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I wake up and I got a fuzzy face, and my fuzzy face is no longer blonde or orange. It's snow white. That's another thing. And when I have conversations with myself and I'm hearing answers when nobody's there, that's another sign.
Oh, my goodness, Ron. I tell you what, you've got a great outlook and a great sense of humor. I know this has been a rough week for you. It has been a year since your mom has passed, and just wanted you to know that the Take-Two family is lifting you up in prayer, Ron, and I know that's got to be hard. But you know what? You keeping that sense of humor, I think that's great to get through. I mean, you go through a lot physically, and you have a lot of things that you've got going on with your life, and you do keep a great perspective. And I just want to say that's part of the charm of you, Ron.
Well, I appreciate that, and the prayers especially. Yesterday was her anniversary of her passing for the first year. It was definitely a physically rough day for me yesterday. I thought I was going to end up in the hospital myself. It was getting really tough. But it's just at a point to where there's so much that's happening with me. And, you know, the other thing to know when you're getting older is when you're the parent of your parent, and you're treating him like the 2 or 3 year old that you used to be.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people are in that situation, Ron. Thank God bless you for what you do. And as Debbie said, prayers for your mom. We've been praying for the repose of her soul since she did pass away a year ago yesterday. And for you, I know that you're also caring for your dad there in the house as well. So lots of prayers from the Take-Two family, Ron. You know about that. You listen to the show often, and you're a prayer warrior too. We appreciate you lifting us and all of the Take-Two family up in prayers, because we know you do that every day. So Ron, let's hope that your next pop, crack is from your cereal. Cereal. See, you know you're getting old when you make a mistake like that. From your cereal, that is. Debbie, you're laughing at me now, aren't you?
Oh my gosh, we're so old.
I'm laughing at myself, actually.
I'm laughing at you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm laughing with you. Okay, I'm trying to be nice.
I thought Dr. Ray had the only show with a delete button for the host.
Ron, thanks again. We really appreciate the call. You just made us smile, and that's a good thing. Okay, we want to hear from you at 833-288-3986. love the Take Two family. We have such a great sense of humor. I'll tell you what, Gigi just texted. She says, I am just cracking up. I said, I'm cracking up too. We're just, you know what? We're having a great time celebrating getting older. Think about this for a moment. I mean, most of the time you're just kind of, you're hunched over thinking, oh, I'm getting older. No, we're celebrating it. This is exciting. I love this topic, Jerry. You need to put this on at least once a month to keep us happy.
Well, you mentioned that you feel like you're in your 30s, and that's the case with many people, I think, you know, mentally, physically, maybe it isn't feeling like one is 30 if you're 50 or 60 or whatever, but mentally, I think makes a huge, huge difference. And I've always had that young mindset, Debbie, I always have. And I think, you know, in the last couple of years and probably going forward, you know, the, as Ron was saying, the aches and pains and things like that are stark reminders that I'm not 25 anymore, but yeah. I still love life, and I feel youthful and just very excited about, you know, where God is leading me and leading us. And so,
yep.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I have to tell, can I tell our Take Two family something private about you? Can I do that? Can I?
Don't know. Get ready,
Come
Rich.
On. All right. Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
You have... Oh, this is for the Take Two family. Folks, you need to come on a pilgrimage with us or some meet and greet or some activity that we are at. Jerry is hilarious. He is so funny. I tell you, Jerry, how many times have I had to leave the studio when we're together on a pledge drive? Cause I'm laughing so hard that the station manager is like, you need to get out of the studio or you're going to ruin this whole thing. you are hilarious. Yeah. Has your whole family had that quick wit?
Actually, yes. I think so.
Really? Okay.
Well, yeah, my brothers all do. Yeah, my sister probably to some degree when she was alive. Yeah.
That's a gift. That's a gift. Okay, so let's move on to Chris. And Chris is in South Bend, Indiana, listening on Redeemer Radio. Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Hi. What I wanted to say, my faith has gone deeper as a child. As a child, I didn't think of faith the way I do today. And who have been in our parish have fully blossomed, even the younger ones, bring us back to our faith in Christ's love, devotion to his suffering as well as his mother's love for us. And it's something we really need to rejoice in as we grow older. As the family gets smaller and smaller, I find that the love is better than you.
Chris, we have a little. Chris, forgive me just for jumping in here for a second. We've got a little bit of a problem with your phone line not staying strong signal there. So let's have Ryan check back. You'll be absolutely next, Chris. But we'll just have Ryan check with you when he's finished screening the call that he's on right there. So if we can just put Chris on hold for a second, Chris, we want to make sure that we hear what you're sharing because I heard some of it and I thought this is going in a wonderful direction, Debbie. So we'll get back to Chris in a couple minutes.
Well, she was talking about getting closer to the Lord as she ages, and I totally agree with that. So I hope we get to hear more of from Chris because, you know, it's so important. I mean, we think about age as such a in this world where everything has to stay young and bright and shiny and new, you know, when we age, we mature and we spiritually mature. And I think that's really important, Jerry, to get us as close to God as we possibly can on this earth.
All right, Chris, hang on. Ryan will be with you in just a moment. We will go to Shirley in the meantime in South Dakota, listening on Sirius XM 130. Shirley, this is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And I see you're a first time caller, so you get a virtual award for that. Hi, Shirley.
I'm so pleased to be able to talk to you at EWTN. But what came to mind was, you know you're getting old when you're the only one kneeling in church.
True.
I'll tell you what, Shirley, I usually don't kneel in church anymore, and that's because I've had surgery on both of my knees. Actually, my orthopedic surgeon said, I asked him, what about, he said, don't kneel. I said, what about church? He says, nope, you should do no kneeling. Actually, I can because they're still in fairly good shape. But, yeah, so, Debbie, that's
very true.
Yeah, very true, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still kneel at Mass, Debbie?
But it doesn't matter because I still do it, and I will always do it.
Yeah.
And another thing is, I'm a traveler, so I'm a traveling medical technologist. And right now I'm in Rapid City, but I always can select an assignment that I always make sure there's a Catholic church close by, or I won't take that assignment.
Hmm. You know, wow, okay, interesting, nice. Shirley, real quickly, when you're talking about kneeling in church, you know what else makes me feel old is we were always taught as kids when the name of Jesus is spoken at Mass, you do a quick nod of it's a gesture to reverence the fact that Jesus' name was spoken. And I do that in church just because it's part of how I grew up. And I one time I looked around and it was everybody my age was doing it, but no one else did that. Were you raised like that too, Shirley?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Old ways we still have, and it's a part of us.
But you know what, though, Shirley?
And I can't imagine not doing them.
I was just going to say that. Shirley, there's such a reverence about it and a respect and just a genuine state of wanting to stay conscious that you're in the presence of God. Wouldn't you agree? I'm going to get emotional because sometimes I feel like, you know, we're right there in front of the tabernacle. We're right there at where heaven and earth meet during the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And yet sometimes, I'm not judging, please understand this, I'm not judging anybody, but sometimes it seems like people are there at a movie theater or something. It doesn't quite register for me. How about for you, Shirley?
It's as if they're animated. And not being mean, just this is what we see, because this is the way we feel, because we're old Catholics now.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah,
but,
and I
don't know, it's a joy. It's a joy to be a Catholic. It is just awesome. Oh, and I want to say this, not trying to be mean, but my name is Shurla, Shurla.
Oh, okay. That's beautiful, actually. Yes. Thank you for the correction on that. And, I was just going to add, Shurla and Debbie, that, there's really something beautiful about you see a man or a woman who's up in age a little bit, and they still want to get down, and they genuflect, and they can't quite get the floor, and then they kind of, get themselves back up like that. It's just so beautiful because, like you were saying, Debbie and Shirley, we have that sense of reverence and awe. We're in the presence of the King of the universe in the Eucharist. And so, it's something we all could probably do a little bit more of, I think.
Right, right. Absolutely. Thank you, Shirley. We just appreciate your call today. It really helped us, and it was just added to the discussion. So thank you for getting on one of those open phone lines at 833-288-3986. I think you need to share, Jerry, Tom Gray, who's the voice of EWTN, what he just said. He feels like he's getting old when...
Yeah, Tom is one of the voices you hear on radio and TV. He says, "Hi, everyone. This is Tom Gray, and I saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. I'm old." Well, I bet a lot of people listening saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan as well.
I know. It's true. It's true. Wow. That was it. Everybody's weighing in. This is good. Do we have Chris back?
We do, yeah.
We do. Okay, Chris, we were stalling for you to get you back to hear part two of what you said about aging.
I think some of the problem is we're raining here, so it makes it a little harder.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, what I was trying to say is when I was a child, I was young, and I didn't love the Lord as much as I do now because He's grown so much closer to me inside spiritually. And also, I've learned to respect and love him because there's many different priests, old and young, who I just face. And as my family passes away, I realize how much more I need them to help me through the days. Because sometimes, you don't have anybody. The only one you have is our Heavenly Father and Mary, because they are such a blessing to us as we get older.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I understand that, but they are a deep blessing to us.
Yeah, yes.
Their faith of saying yes, it helps me to say yes to God in spite of what's going on around in my life and how to learn to forgive and know that life's too short to carry on grudges and carry on things. And we really need to rejoice in his love rather than hold on to these grudges.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a great perspective on so many things, Chris. Not hold grudges, and you were giving honor to the priests. I believe you were saying young and old. We had a little bit of in and out on your phone there as well. But yeah, Debbie and I share that as well with you. And you're talking about getting older, growing closer to the Lord, growing deeper in your faith. See, Debbie, that's the thing. Sometimes, you know, we get so in this mindset that we need to learn the faith, you know, way back there, kind of get catechized, and then after that, kind of stop learning and just sort of go through the motions at Mass and so forth. But Chris is giving us a good reminder that, you know, the Bible says God wills that all men be saved and what? Come to the knowledge of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So for God, it's important that we keep growing in our faith, not just devotionally, but intellectually and in every way. And Chris is pointing that out.
Absolutely, Chris. Thank you so much for getting back on, and stay dry in your weather there in Indiana. I just wanted to say too, Chris, real quickly, you know, we are made to know, love, and serve God. And, you know, Mother Angelica used to talk about it all the time. You know, this is a training ground every day. You know, deathbed conversions are great and dramatic. They're wonderful, okay? And we celebrate them. But don't wait for your deathbed to start getting to know God. Get to know God now and mature and get closer and closer. Like Chris, you just shared so eloquently. Thank you so very much for reminding us that each and every day is precious and we've got to learn and grow.
Talking today about, you know, you're getting old when, and you finish that sentence at 833-288-3986. And Kay via email at take2@ewtn.com. Kay says, you know, you're getting old when you work in the school district and the children of students you had when you first started are now driving. So
oh,
she's
wow.
She's one of those,
yeah.
Debbie, who taught kids who are now she's teaching their kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I know it's really, it does wake you up a bit saying I'm getting there. Okay, let's hear what Daniel has to say. And Daniel is in San Antonio, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Daniel. Welcome.
Hello. How y'all are doing?
Doing
great.
Well,
how
Daniel.
Are you?
How about
how
you?
Y'all?
Good.
Great. Yeah, I had a moment where I was an instructor at a motor manufacturer, and I was during one of my classes with the STEM students from high school and college, and I was trying to break the ice talking about a movie, and I was talking to them and I said, you know, John Candy and this movie, I forget the movie that I was talking about, and they all looked at me and said, who's John Candy?
Yeah, well,
and
how long is it
right away that I had lost them.
I know.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. It's so embarrassing. Don't you ever do that,
Well, you know
that,
what,
Jerry?
Though? It's been 15 years since he passed away. So anyone,
hasn't really?
You know,
yes.
Yeah, 1994. So it's actually, no, it's more yeah. than that, 25 years, actually.
But haven't you ever done that? Haven't you ever done that, referred back to somebody, a celebrity or a movie yeah. or something, and then people look at you like, what are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
It's
well,
tough.
Like the Sound of Music, you know. Our parents made sure we went to see The Sound of Music when we were kids, and now it's syndicated on TV probably a lot, but we went to a theater and saw it. So,
right.
I had a second instant also. My daughter was about 9 or 10 a few years ago, and the ice maker wasn't working, so I got the old ice cube tray out and started pouring water, and I was going to make some ice cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to make some ice cubes. She goes, well, how do you do that? And I looked at her like, you my daughter?
I know. Oh, my goodness. We are getting there. Like, we're all getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay, true. Although they
enjoy.
Yeah, but
all
Daniel,
right.
Daniel,
thanks,
real quick, did you know this, Jerry? And Daniel, they have these new ice cube trays. They're really cool. Now they just pop out. They're you can just pop them instead of having to twist it. So that's kind of cool. They're coming
oh,
back,
yeah.
Daniel. Yeah.
Yeah. They used to have the one with the handle where you had a crank on it to bust them loose.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
how far I go.
Well, yeah, and I like everybody or many people listening, I've broken a number of ice trays by trying to get the ice out. You know, because if you get them too full, you know, then the ice spills out a little bit and covers the whole top of the ice cube tray, and we just lost anyone under 30 who is tuned in right now. So.
Yeah, everybody's going, this is an old show. I'm out of here.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Daniel. Oh, that was great. These are the good old days, though. I mean, when life was simpler, don't you think? Is it simpler or more simple?
It was simpler, and it was a lot, I don't know, a lot of great things still going on today. You know, a lot of great signs of vitality in the church among our young people and good things happening. So,
yeah. Is there such a word, is there such a phrase as more simple? And there isn't, is there? I'm just, Nick, if you're listening.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Nick in Ohio.
Okay, good. Sorry.
Okay, well, Anna said she's watching on YouTube. Hi, Anna, a regular viewer there. You know you're getting old when it's Christmas and your turn around and it's Christmas again. My mama said to me with a Texan accent once, darling, one day you'll reach the age where all your friends will be either sick or dead, so be your own best friend.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. My mother says that all the time.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. My mother always says it's going to be a blink of the eye, and before you know it, you're going to be in your 80s. And I say, Ma, no way, but I'm getting there.
One more quick from social media, YouTube. Sure. Maureen, I love Maureen. This I can relate to this. Debbie, you probably can too. Maureen on YouTube says, you know you're getting old when your teenager says, oh, Mom, you're so 70s. Of course, that means the decade, not my age. She said she just had to throw in that disclaimer. So,
hey, you know what cracks me up? I heard that at different exercise classes and gyms and stuff, they're bringing back the 70s and 80s look. Remember the leg warmers and the headbands?
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
Remember that? They're bringing it back, Jerry. The kids love it.
Well, if they stop short of bringing back the music, well, some of the music was good. Just don't bring back disco, please.
Why disco? You didn't like the big, remember the big hair and disco?
Oh, yeah,
and
the bell-bottom pants.
Oh, we're having fun.
All right, somebody rescue us from this conversation.
Yes, we're having too much fun. Elaine in Knoxville, Tennessee, Sirius XM 130, first-time caller, you get the virtual bell. Hi, Elaine.
Hi there, how are you?
Doing great, Elaine. Thanks for calling.
This isn't necessary. Well, it is. It's a memory. I'm feeling old when two things, actually. I sit on the couch and visit with my granddaughter, and we're talking about the day that Bobby Kennedy was running for president, and he stopped in our hometown on a visit for his campaign. And I took my niece in my arms. She was six, maybe. I took her over to the airport, met Bobby Kennedy. We talked to Bobby Kennedy. And Carrie, my niece that was in my arms, is now, her oldest son is getting married in August. That's one thing. The second thing is that I'm feeling blessed that I was able to live this long, because I have sisters that died from cancer at 40 and 50 years old. So I'm 73, and I thank you, Lord, for this extra time, because then I have these memories that I can share with these kids. That it's like, you know, talking to Bobby Kennedy, the next day he goes down to Indianapolis, Indiana, and Martin Luther King is killed. And then we see him on television talking about how his own brother had been killed, and he was killed by a white man, too. And he prevented riots in Indianapolis. But I lived in Gary, Indiana at the time, and Gary, Indiana, they were rioting. And my best memory, a good friend of mine who was a black man came to where I was working to make sure that I was going to be okay to leave so I wouldn't get hurt in the riots. These are stories that I can pass on to my children, that when they look at me, not my children, my grandchildren, the 24-year-old looked at me like she had no idea I was 73 because I don't act it. And she goes, Grandma, you really remember seeing that? I said, yeah, honey, I did. I was right there. You know, there's history when John Kennedy was killed, when the first satellite went up, the first time they landed on the moon. All of these wonderful, wonderful memories that I was blessed to live long enough to see. And the third thing is, you are old when you wake up in the morning and you see your rosary and the prayer books that your mother used to have by her bedside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You go, oh my God, she's been gone for 20 years.
Yep.
And
me
I'm
too.
Now praying the same thing.
That mm-hmm. is so beautiful.
She is.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. It really is wonderful.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Yeah. Oh, I just God. Think it's, I think it's amazing when you can have those memories of so many significant monumental moments in history. You know, Elaine, as you were talking, I was thinking of 9/11, you know, of what happened in 9/11 and how all of us, you know, who remember it and lived through it. We can remember where we were standing in the kitchen when we saw the news reports coming in. We can everything that was happening, and it's so interesting how time just moves so quickly. But yet, there's many of us that have lived through these big historic events that were life changing for the world. And I just think that's all the more reason why young folks should tap into the wisdom and the experiences of people that are, you know, 30, 40, 50 years older than them, because you can learn a lot, because you remember it, Elaine. You lived through it. So I think it's very important. That's why I want to caution the young folks. Don't just think that when your grandparents get to be 70 and 80 years old, oh, they're done. They have nothing to offer. They have nothing a lot to offer.
Yeah. Huh? Nothing to teach me, nothing to tell me. That's sorely missing from our culture and in really many countries in the world today, Debbie, is that generational passing on of the wisdom and the family traditions mm-hmm. and history, family story. You know, it's just so wonderful. So, Elaine, thank you very, very much for calling. We appreciate that. I wanted to mention another email, too, because Vicky emailed take2@ewtn.com. She says, similar to Jerry, she says, the dude, I grew up in California, the dude I went to elementary school is now the Archbishop of San Francisco, and that would be Salvatore. Corleone. Yeah, uh-huh. Vicky went to great elementary school with His Excellency.
Oh, you're so lucky. I absolutely love him. I think he's just wonderful. Yeah, that is great. Can I just go back real quickly to Elaine real quickly? Mm-hmm. Jerry, I just love Knoxville, Tennessee. Have you been there? It is gorgeous.
I don't believe so.
It is gorgeous. I just want to say, Elaine, you're in a nice slice of country. Absolutely beautiful. Anyway, I just had to say that.
Okay, thanks, Elaine. We're going to get to one or two more if we can here. Suzanne is next in Texas, listening on, it doesn't say here, probably Guadalupe Radio Network. So, Suzanne, welcome. Thanks for calling Take Two.
Hi, yes, it is Guadalupe Radio Network. I am lucky enough to have two within 40 miles in different directions, so I'm covered. Most of the time, except in bad weather because I'm in the hill country and sometimes it just doesn't get through. And when it doesn't, I always nag God. You know, this is Catholic radio. You might make it a little easier. But the thing that I like best about getting older is that a lot of the temptations of my younger years are just gone. I am not tempted to the same things, and that's wonderful. But a lot of the temptations that I never dreamed would be temptations are also there, like irritation and whatnot. And the reason I know I'm old is because most of the time I find myself thinking, I wish I could find a way to tell my grandchildren what I know, because society now is just so, call it anti-religious. It's not just a religious, it's anti. And they seem to be just kind of letting things go. And they were reared Catholic, but they don't necessarily follow the path. And I just want to warn them, because I got away from it when I was younger. And it made the early years very, very difficult. And it's so much easier now. So
well,
that's how I know I'm old.
You know the old saying, Suzanne and Debbie, you know, it's amazing how much my parents learned from the time I was 18 until the time I was 40. My parents learned a whole lot during that time.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, it gets back to what we were talking about with Elaine, I think, and that is just the family traditions and family learning from each other and passing things down. Today, I think there's just a temptation or a tendency on the part of especially young people. They've got their gadgets, you know, they got Wikipedia, they've got Google, so they just figure, well, I'll just find what I'm looking for. Or, you know, here online or something, but you're not going to hear they're not going to hear the beautiful history of the family, you know, the grandparents, the great grandparents.
Right.
Where did they come from? How long does our faith go back? How many generations, you know, and mm-hmm. you know, who served in the military and in the wars and things mm-hmm. like that? It's just, it's unfortunate that many of us are missing that today.
It's a wealth of knowledge and experience. Suzanne, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if a lot of folks know this, but there are many, many parishes around the country that are, starting or developing or carrying on religious education programs where you have catechists in the classroom, but then you also have the senior bracket that comes in, maybe 70 years old, 80 years old, and they come in and they just give their wisdom about the faith and about life and everything. So you have these wonderful religious education programs where the kids are learning from, people that are closer in their age and then people that have lived a long life. And it's been astounding the things that the kids are learning. So it's really great. I think we need to bring that back. We need to tap into the wisdom of the seniors. I think they've got we're there, so we've got a lot to offer, right, Suzanne?
Yes, we do. And I have one other thing that I wanted to offer Jerry.
Real quick, Suzanne, we're gonna go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Go real quick. We've got the closing music going right here. So,
I asked my doctor when I was having my knees replaced, will I be able to kneel? Because that's very important to me. I'm Catholic. He said, you can do whatever you can stand. And right at first it was uncomfortable, but I kneel all the time now. So
praise God. Praise God. Yeah, I do kneel when I can, too. There are just some days when it's just not possible. But thanks, everyone, for a great, great program. Tomorrow's topic, too, I think we'll get a lot of participation, Debbie.
How have you honored someone's memory? That's tomorrow's show. Jerry and Jenny and the others, please email us. Tell us your take on today's topic at take2@ewtn.com. Until tomorrow, folks, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.